Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Happy Easter to everybody. Excited to see all of you here today at BVC. And wasn't that praise and worship so great? Move me to tears this morning. Move me to tears. They did such a great job. But we want to say happy Easter and just excited about all that God has for us today here. And I want to let you know, if you're new here, if you're visiting with us, I'm Peggy. I'm the pastor here along with my husband, Scott. We pastor here. We do the best job we can. Amen? And we just thank God that He uses us. But here we are celebrating Easter, and it's 2016. And so you think about how can something that happened 2016 years ago still have an impact on my life today? And the truth of the matter is, what Jesus did for us then, it impacts our everyday. Amen? It's to change our lives. It's the title of, we're kicking off a new series today, and it's called Raised to Life. Because that's what happened with Jesus. He was raised to life. And most everyone in here, you probably have heard the story that Jesus went to the cross, that He died an agonizing death for you and for me. We've all heard that. We've seen the movie. We know that. But what does it have to do with right now? Well, here's the thing. Sometimes we think things are over, that they're dead. You might be here today, and you might be emotionally dead, where there's no joy there anymore. There's no life anymore. You've just kind of crossed over into existing. And unfortunately, when we've had a lot of hurt in our life, that's exactly what can happen, where we just stop feeling because feeling hurts too much. Or maybe you're here today and you're suffering from just your marriage situation is dead. There used to be life and passion and love, and now it's just there. Is dead. Or maybe you're like a lot of people. You've got financial death. You look at your finances and you think, man, if I had 5 jobs, it still wouldn't help the situation. It's just dead. There's no hope for the future. There's no hope for retirement. There's no hope for my kids. Maybe that's how you're feeling. And so a lot of times we can look at things and we can just say, man, it's over. There's just no hope. It's over. Here's why what happened 2016 years ago matters today. Because Jesus proved that nothing's over until God says it's over. Amen? Until God says it's over. Because everybody thought it was over. Even His own disciples thought it was over when Jesus hung His head for the last time. And Jesus Himself said, it is finished. And so they all thought it was over. But 3 days later, God proved and God showed through the resurrection that it's not over. Some people say it's not over till the big girl sings, right? You know? But God said it doesn't matter who's singing. It doesn't matter what's happening. It's not over until God says it's over. Because when Jesus walked out of that tomb, He showed that He had authority over everything, including death. And so if you look at your life today and you say, well, what does what happened then have to do with now? If you look back and you see and you say, look, man, Jesus showed it wasn't over. And so now you can look at what's in your life that may look dead. It might feel dead. You might be poking it and it's not even moving. You know, we had our dog, Gilby. One day he walked up to the door. We were in the front yard and he walked up and he had a possum in his mouth. It was pretty gross. And so fortunately, you know, he minds pretty good. And he brought it up. You know how they are, the dog. He's coming up like, look what I got. He's so excited about this possum. And so he's got it. And I said, drop it. And so he drops it, of course, right at my feet. And, you know, so what do we do? What do you do when you want to know if something's dead? You poke it. So, you know, we're like with a stick, like, you know, is this thing dead? And then so we left it for a little while, and it had a Jesus moment, because after about an hour, we're looking out the window at it. You know, after about an hour, that possum goes like this. And looked around to see if Gilby was around, you know, and then he got up and took off. But you know, you might have things in your life that are like that. They just, you're poking at that marriage, you're poking at those finances, and you're not getting anywhere. You're saying, man, I can't do this on my own. That's true, you can't do it on your own. That's why Jesus walked out of the tomb, to supply the power for you to say it's not over, because the power of God supplied to anything changes it. Amen. And that's why Easter is more than jelly beans, although we like those. It's more than jelly beans and more than Easter baskets. It's more than Easter bunnies. It's more than Peeps. Even though Peeps are pretty indestructible, it's more than that. It showed that it's not over. Amen. And so for the next few weeks, we're just going to be talking about things need to be raised to life. We're going to talk about marriage and how to get them raised to life. God's got a plan for you. You may be looking at something and saying, man, this is hopeless. But you got to get in your mind, it looked hopeless for the whole world because the Savior had died. He died. He was gone. But God had another plan. Amen? And so I want you to look at a couple of scriptures with me this morning. And we're just going to look at how good God is. You guys ready for that? I don't know about you, but I've got things I need raised to life as well. You know, whenever, and you don't have to feel bad about that. Don't be embarrassed because you got things in your life that seem dead. Just recognize you're human. Because if you're around any length of time, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be backstabbed. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
Right? You're probably going to have some financial trouble. You're gonna have some job trouble. You're going to have some marriage trouble. Listen, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. They don't exist.
No.
Because there's no perfect people. No. And so don't be like, oh, I don't want anybody to know. Listen, God knows.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, every single one of us in here today, we've got something we need raised to life. It might be the dream that you had at one time that you've given up on. It might be the vision and the hope that you have for your children's life that you've given up on. But Easter is a day to remind us that you don't have to give up, because nothing's over till God says it's over. Amen? And it won't be over. You say, well, when is that going to be? When will God say it's over? When he comes back for you. Amen. When he comes back for you, when he returns for us, the only time it's over is when he comes for us and says, hey, I'm taking you to a better place. Right. And then we'll be like, I'm glad it's over. Let's go. Right? Let's go. Turn over your Bibles to Revelation. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18. Just a reminder, you can follow along on your Bible app if you want. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18. This is Jesus, and he says, I am he who lives and, say it with me, was dead. Do you know that our God is the only one that was dead but is now alive?
Amen.
So we can say, your God is dead, but my God was dead. Amen. Amen. And so he says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And then Jesus is so excited about what he's saying, gives himself an amen. Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus amens himself. He's like, amen. You know? And I thought, you know what? If you guys don't amen, I'll just amen because Jesus did it. Okay. If I say something good, I'll just be like, hey, amen. Jesus did it, right?
Yeah.
He says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Let's say it together. Amen.
Amen.
You know what amen means? It means so be it. So be it. And then he says, and I have the keys of Hades and of death. Hades is hell. I have the keys of hell and to death. Why is that important? Because he's the one that's saying, I have the keys. I'm the one in charge. I'm the one that has authority. And it's not dead until I say it's dead. It may look dead, but he can come with the keys and turn the lock and say, it's not dead anymore. Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah.
Isn't that good? We serve a supernatural God. Listen, your natural power, if that's all you've got, you're in trouble. Because I know, because you're people and I'm people, I know you've got to have stuff or people or past or situation in your life where what you got is just not enough. It's just not enough. And so we need a supernatural God. We need him. And so when he says, I am he who lives and was dead. I love that. Jesus is like, yeah, I was dead, but I'm not anymore. What does that mean? Why is that so important? You know, without Easter, there's no such thing as Christians. Everything about Christianity hinges on Easter Sunday. Because without Jesus coming back, without him being was dead and now alive, then he'd be like just everybody else. He'd be like all the other false gods who made big promises but couldn't follow through. But Jesus followed through. And that's why it's so important. Without the resurrection, who cares who Noah was? Who cares about Moses? All that, it doesn't matter. Because the resurrection is the time where Jesus proved that he was who he said he was. And so when we think about why does the resurrection matter, let's just look at it. Number one reason why, it proves that Jesus is who he claimed to be. In John 11:25, it says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Jesus saying, it's not over. When you have me, you can live. Amen. And then over in John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered and he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. You know, there's a lot of good, you know, people like to make Jesus, there's like, oh yeah, Jesus was a good teacher. He was a good man. Listen, there's a lot of good teachers. You know, I can stand up here and I can be a good teacher. But if I start telling you that I'm God, how many know you're going to be like, I'm out of here. Jesus said he was a good teacher. And sometimes when you talk to people about Jesus, they're like, oh, well, he was a good man. He was a good teacher. But when you want to say he was the salvation of the world, they're like, I don't know. When somebody comes back to life, when somebody's been dead for 3 days, when somebody paid the price for my sin on the cross, when he says that he's God and he proves it, then I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to listen. You know, I was at Publix. We had our invitation cards, and I went to a new cashier last night. You know, how many got your cashier at Publix you go to usually, you know? And so I have a new cashier, and I went to her. I said, hey, do you have plans for Easter? And she says, no, not really. And let me make sure she's not here. And I said, maybe she'll be next service. I said, well, do you have, she said, oh, I'm going to my sister-in-law's house, go to blah, blah, blah. And I said, what are you going to go to church anywhere? She said, oh, I'm not religious. And I said, that's great. I'm not religious either. I said, and I go to a church that's not religious at all. At all. And she goes, well, you know, I just don't know if church is my thing. And I said, well, you know, I said, listen, how many are so thankful the Holy Ghost makes you smarter than you are? I said, listen, religion is man's idea how to get to God. But I said, Easter, it shows God's plan how to save us. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with having to do's and don'ts and wear this and don't wear that and be this and don't be that. It has nothing to do with that. All it is a God who loves you, died for you, to rescue you, no matter what. And she looked at me and she goes, well, you never know. I might be there. And I said, all right. All right. I think I made her a little uncomfortable. But hey, sometimes we need to be a little uncomfortable to get out of our comfort zone to get what God has for us. But a lot of times whenever we think about church and Jesus and him being the Savior, we immediately think of religion and we think of all the things we can't do and all the things we can't be and all the things that the world has told us. And we need to just let go of all of this and just remember that Easter and being a Christian and God loving you is just saying, you know what, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he proved that he was who he said he was. I believe that. And I believe he accepts me no matter what. That's what being a Christian is all about. It's not about your hair, how long it is, how short it is. It isn't about, it's not about any of that. It's about saying what he did on the cross, I believe it was for me. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And don't let anybody ever tell you any different. But Jesus proved he was who he said he was. Do you know that when Jesus came, can you imagine being the guy that was in charge of crucifying Jesus? Because when he came out, you know, sometimes we have this idea that only Mary saw him or only the disciples saw him. But the truth of the matter is he walked around town for 40 days. For 40 days, this guy that everybody saw crucified is now walking around town. If CNN would have been around there, they would have been live at the scene. Jesus was crucified 3 days ago, but he's here today, and we're going to be interviewing. What do you have to say? He'd say, I am the one who was dead, but now I'm alive. That's what Jesus would say. Amen. The whole city knew that he was alive. The Roman Empire knew that he was alive. Do you know, if you read history, some people are like, oh, that's the Bible. I don't believe the Bible. Well, how about just check out history? Yeah. If you read history, there are historical accounts time after time after time after time that say there was a man who was crucified that's now walking around town. It happened. And it happened so that I could look at things in my life today and say, it ain't over. It ain't over. There is hope for me. Amen? It ain't over. I may have screwed up. I may have messed up. I may have done all kind of ups. But it ain't over for me because Jesus is who he says he is. Amen? And so he proved it. Let's look at a couple other things here. Number two thing that the resurrection shows us is Jesus has the power he claimed to have. He has that power. Matthew 28:18 says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He claimed that he has that authority. And you say, why do I need Jesus? I'm doing all right. You need the one who has all the authority and all the power. You need the one who can turn hopeless situations around. You need the one that can mend your broken heart. You need the one that can straighten out your crazy mind. You need him. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, yeah, you need that. You need that. You need that help. We all need that help. And we say, where do I get it? It's in Jesus. He claimed in John 10:18 says, this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, no one takes it from me. Talking about his life. Yes. He says, but I lay it down of my own accord. He said, I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Amen. You know, sometimes when we watch a movie or we think about the crucifixion and all that Jesus went through and the pain and the agony and the beatings and just being at the hands of the Roman soldiers and just the torture that he went through. And we think, oh, it's horrifying if you think about it. It's just so amazing because at any time he had the power to say, I'm out of here. At any time, he had the power to say, they're not worth it. At any time, he had the power to say, I'm not doing this for Peggy. I'm not doing this for Scott. I'm not doing this for Angie. I'm not doing it for anybody. No one took his life. He laid it down. He laid it down. He said, don't you know I could have called a legion of angels and they would have rescued me. Do you know how many that is? Some scholars say it's at least 80,000. How many think 80,000 angels could take care of some business? Right? He said, don't you know I could have called 80,000 angels to come and rescue me? He says, but I lay my life down. He was the lamb that was the sacrifice for us. Amen? Jesus had the power. Remember when they came to get him in the garden, what happened? He knocked all those soldiers on their butts. Yes, he did. He knocked them, and it was as if to say, listen, I'm going on my own accord. You got nothing on me. He knocked them all down. Hallelujah. Jesus showed that he had the power. And you know, the last thing we want to talk about is Jesus does what he promised he would do. He told them from the beginning. From the beginning of his ministry, he told them what was going to happen and what he was going to do. In Mark 10:34, he says, "Who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him?" Next thing. 3 days later, he will rise. Matthew 28:5-6 says, "And the angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.'" Saying, come and see where he was, because he's not there anymore. Jesus proved, it may look like it's over, but it's not over. Because he has the power, he is who he says he is, and he's made a promise to each one of us.
Yes.
To care for us, to love us, to help us. And here's what it means. What does the resurrection mean for me? It means that your past can be forgiven. Oh, thank God. Colossians 2:14 says, "He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." And it means that my life can be raised to life. What Jesus did then is for us right now. Ephesians 1:20 says, "He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms." Is talking about the power of God. It's saying the same power. Say same power.
Same power.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. You know where that power is now?
In me.
It's in you. Yes. It's available for you so that you can look at those finances and say, it's not over. God's going to help me. You can look at your marriage and say, we may feel like it's over, but it's not over, because there is resurrection power on the inside of us. You can look at your life and maybe your dreams are gone and you can say, it's not over, because there is get up power in me. Amen. And you know, a lot of times we talk about stuff, but it's easier to show you. Some of us we learn by reading. Some of us learn by listening. And some of us learn by seeing. And so for those of you who need to see what it means, we want to show you this morning. See, we all need Jesus. Because all of us have a jacket just like this. We all have this stuff. Because even though God loves us, he is holy. And so with all of this on us, in our past, there's a price for these. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Somebody has to pay the price for your jacket and mine. So why do I need Jesus? Why does the resurrection matter? Because of this. Because as long as you have your jacket and you haven't let Jesus give you his, you can't come to God. Because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the good news is when we come to him, he sees all this. And I don't know about you, but I think I'd have more on mine. You wouldn't be able to see the jacket on mine. It'd have so many. But Jesus takes it, and when he went to the cross, he paid the price for it. He paid the price. And when he walked out of that tomb, he proved that he's the only one that can pay the price. And so it's up to us. We can go through life wearing this. We can go through life with all the junk and all the stuff just piling up and piling up. Or we can receive the gift of salvation, which takes all this away. The Bible says that he nailed these to the cross, canceling our debt once and for all. If you're here today with every head bowed and every eye closed, and you want to exchange your jacket, you want to give it to Jesus, and receive all the forgiveness that he has for you. Receive the new life that he has for you. Receive hope where there is none. You want what God has for you. And again, it isn't about religion. Religion says, stop this, stop that. But God says, just come to me. Religion says, you can't do this, you can't do that. And God says, just come to me. Just come to me. Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for your jacket and for mine. So if you're here today and you say, I want to get rid of that jacket, I want to exchange it, I want to give Jesus my life and say, here's everything. Here's the mess ups, the screw ups. Here's the whole deal. And in exchange, you'll receive forgiveness. You'll exchange and you'll receive power. And you'll receive a place in heaven with God himself. You say, how do I get that? Just say yes to Jesus. Make Easter what it's supposed to be. About the resurrection. About Jesus dying on the cross for you and for me. So if that's you and nobody looking around, just out of respect for people, just raise your hand up big and tall and say, Peggy, that's me. I need to exchange. I see your hand. Anybody else? I see your hand. I see you guys. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? And you might be sitting here saying, oh, but there's just too much, Peggy. There's too much. No, there's not. God is bigger than anything you've done, any place you've been. Maybe you're here today and you walked with God once, but you kind of fell away from him. I say this all the time, and it will always be true. You can go 1,000 steps away from God, but he is always one step back. Doesn't matter where you've been. Just come home today. Come home to Father's house. Let's all pray this prayer for those who raise their hand. We're all going to pray it together. Because the good thing about being in the body of Christ, you're never alone again. You've got family. And so let's pray this. Say, Father God, I receive the gift of salvation. I'm exchanging all of my jacket for Jesus. I believe that Jesus is who he says he is. He did what he said he would do. And I believe it. He is my Lord and my Savior. From this day forward, I am rescued. I am forgiven. I am on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You say, Peggy, that seems such a simple prayer. Listen, people make stuff complicated. God makes stuff easy. He just said, come. It says, whoever believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord will be saved. People are the ones that say, oh, you got to quit. You got to do this. You got to change. You got to be this. You can't look like that. You can't do that. That's what people do. That's religion. Jesus just opened his arms on the cross and said, this is for everyone. This is for everyone. And he said, come. So if you came to the Lord today, your life is new and fresh. And you, just like in that skit, you got your pretty white jacket on. And you can look at any situation and say, this ain't over. Amen? This ain't over. I'm so glad that you chose to worship with us today on Easter Sunday. We've got a special treat for everybody after service. How many like ice cream? Who doesn't, right?